Hey, what's up, good people? It's Jay Ray, the co-host of Q Points, and I wanted to come to you because there are two really important ways that you can support our show. One is by subscribing to it wherever you listen to or watch your podcasts. Q Points is pretty much everywhere. The other thing that you can do is you can visit us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and on Podchaser, and you can leave us a star rating. Please rate us 5 stars because you know you love Q Points. And on Apple Podcasts and on Podchaser, you can actually leave us a written review. It's not required, but it really does help to spread the word about the show, and it helps people to discover it as they're looking for new podcasts to listen to. We're always appreciative of you supporting Q Points. We thank you so much for all that you've done for us so far, and enjoy the show.
Hey, yes, greetings and welcome back to another episode of Q Points, a visual podcast and your safe space for meaningful discussions about Black music and the bliggity Black artists that we love. I'm DJ Sir Daniel.
And my name is Jay Ray, also known by my government as Johnny Ray Cornegay III. What's happening, y'all?
Listen, we are about to get into it. Have you done your stretches?
I have done my stretches. You see, I got my headband. Look, I got wristbands, yo. I'm ready.
You are prepared. You are prepared. Y'all can't see it, but I have on leg warmers a la Jane Fonda. So, yeah, we're going to get this fitness discussion started. But as usual, you know, look, here we go another week. And we are saying goodbye to another a larger-than-life figure in the world of fashion. It's funny. Last week, we were discussing the impact of the Fat Boys.
Yeah.
As we discussed the importance of representation. Well, earlier this week, we lost the incomparable Andre Leon Talley, who used his clout in fashion in the fashion world to open doors for hip-hop to walk through.
Yes.
And take its rightful place in the larger culture. So we can't do anything but say thank you, Andre Leon Talley, for all
absolutely
that you did. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Man, I want to bring something into the conversation because actually, Sir Daniel, I'm going to read this and then we're going to come back and talk about this for a second because I think it's important. So our very own DJ Sir Daniel wrote this.
Wow.
To all the boys who grew up sticking out like a sore thumb, for all the boys that had to shop in the Husky section at Alexander's for reinforced pants because our thighs rubbed together, I salute you, Andre Leon Talley. Watching the gospel according to Andre, I laughed and cried those silent tears we both felt when people refused to see us. So I continue to move in grace, defiant grace, and stylish grace, because you toiled and labored. Thank you. Andre Leon Talley, 1948 to 2022.
Oh, wow. Was not expecting that, but you know what? I meant every last word that I recall sitting in that theater, like literally trying not to boo-hoo during that documentary because you can tell that that man wanted nothing more but to show his passion for beauty, for fashion, right? And just wanted to be accepted in that world. And he had to do what a lot of us have to do, have to bulldoze our way through, you know, have to overcompensate with our knowledge and our skill in a particular area. So that we can, you know, it's the Black adage. We have to be twice as good in order to, you know, receive half as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was definitely his story. And the whole, you know, people looking at you and you can tell that they're looking at you in a way like, I can't believe this person has the nerve to be in this space. When they present the way that they do, and that's something that I absolutely identified with Andre Leon Talley over. And yeah, I had nothing but respect for him. And, you know, a lot of us can relate or could relate to him, to his struggle and to his triumphs.
Yeah. Yeah. When you reading your words, it I can't remember the first time I became aware of Andre Leon Talley, because, you know, he's been here since I was a child. Right. So
omnipresent.
He's been one of those figures that's kind of always been around. But I remember as I watched his body transform, because I do remember that, like, I remember kind of smaller Andre and then like larger Andre. And him embracing, like, the beauty and the fashion never stopped, you know, because people will tell you that when you become husky or when you're a little bit bigger, right, you can't be fabulous. You can't look your best. And I always felt like Andre was like, I'm gonna show you better than I can tell you.
Exactly. Yep. So, yeah. And that was him. So, you know, we salute him and, you know, we carry on that mantle. You know,
right here on Cue Points.
And we thank you. And, you know, it leads into this, to tonight's discussion about image, about fitness, as it relates to the music industry, to Black music and popular Black music. You know, the new year rolls around, and what do we start seeing on television? We start seeing those Weight Watchers commercials.
WW ads be everywhere.
Everywhere. Planet Fitness turns up the ads. LA Fitness turns up the ads. You know, it's like, hey, new year, new you. You know what to do. Come on and spend that money and, you know, get your mind and body right for the new year. Mm-hmm. And I think that music... Listen, everybody is rededicated to their fitness, right? Mm-hmm. So if that's what you're doing, kudos to you. I salute you. Mm-hmm. I haven't, J-Ray, have you been able to, do you feel comfortable going back into the gym environment or working out in public?
I'm good with that. I actually always feel better. Ooh, I'm telling on myself. I always feel better when I am working out and kind of have a regular workout routine. I get in my own way with my workout routine. But yes, so listen, I absolutely unequivocally feel comfortable going back into that environment. How about you? How are you feeling going back into that environment, that building?
So it's never been about, really it's about the pandemic for me. Mm-hmm. Because I do enjoy swimming. And you would think swimming does not involve you being around a whole lot of people. However, I still have to be in the environment. I still have to be conscientious of, you know, when I take my mask off, you know, I'm breathing heavier because I'm in the water. Water makes me feel more comfortable. I enjoy that. I do miss that. I'm building myself back up to getting back into the, you know, the house of worship, as a lot of people call the gym, so that I can, you know, as you said, it feels better when you do have that physical activity. So, you know, shout out to everybody out there that's doing it. Shout out to our people's Fits and Fit 360 out there opening the brand new facility, doing the damn thing. You know, I'm not mad at y'all, and I'm coming to join y'all soon, I promise. But in the meantime, for those people that are in the gym right now, and, you know, your workout is going the way it's supposed to go, let's talk about the music that we like that fuels those workouts. You know, Men's Health Magazine compiled a list a couple years ago, right?
Yep.
50 best hip-hop workout songs. And so tonight, you know, one by one, J-Ray and I are going to go through our list and let you know the songs that we think are super dope to work out to. And you know what? Let's just go ahead and start off with dropping number one. So
listen, J-Ray, we are back here at the chalkboard. You know how we do, Sir Daniel. You know, we got our chalkboard, and we've also dropped in the chat as well. So if y'all are curious to know how Men's Health ranked. So can I make a quick point?
Yes, absolutely.
So I was, you when you sent me this, I was like, oh, this is going to be like whatever. And then I looked at the list and I was like, oh, this is not whatever. Like, they actually, this is actually hard for me now. They had joints on there that I would have never even considered, right? One of them is in my list, but I'm going to go with my first one. Okay. So my number three was Rockstar by NERD. No one ever really dies. Rockstar to me is such a pump up, you know, that you can't be me, I'm a rock star. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that energy is what you need when I'm on the elliptical, exactly, and I'm doing my thing. And see, when I get on the elliptical and I'm in my groove, right, I'll let go of the joints and I'll be like, you know what I'm saying, doing the thing. That song is definitely my number three. Sir Daniel, what you got?
Well, I live in Atlanta, the land of trap music. And the land of where everything is trap adjacent and trap parallel, you know, trap ceramics, trap jewelry making class, trap plant shows. There was a time where trap aerobics or trap fitness was a thing. Mm-hmm. And I think this song definitely ruled the trap fitness craze, because you can't go wrong with a song that has instructions.
Right.
If the song tells you shoulders, hands up, clapping in the air, you're gonna do that.
Right.
So my number three pick, of course, is 7-Eleven by Beyonce. You can't go wrong with instructions. Shoulders sideways, smack it right. in the air, you know? And you know, you're working out your traps and whatnot. Right. You know, you're feeling along and you like feel it, and especially when she's talking her ish throughout the song, you know, that pumps you up and and really makes you feel good. Yes, Matthew, trap ceramics. And so, but before we go on any further, can we, while we're here at the gym, J-Ray, can we talk a little bit about gym etiquette?
Please, Jesus.
Can we talk about gym etiquette? Since we're talking, this is a music show, and y'all, I know it. If you so happen to leave your headphones, your earbuds, or whatever at home, take that L. Do not turn on that phone, or God forbid, please don't walk around with one of those pills, Bluetooth pills, or whatever mini speakers. That is super cringe and super annoying to everybody else around you. I know you feel the dirty looks. I know you feel the shade. Turn it off. Just wait until you get in the car to listen to your own music. It's super annoying. It's just really, really ridiculous to be an adult walking around with a Bluetooth pill, you know, playing something that nobody else wants to listen to. Let's just be real about it.
Listen, I hate that. So yes, as Kipper said, and as Matthew was saying, that is the most annoying thing ever. Sir Daniel, I have been known to have to go back home. Like, you get to the gym and you be in the parking lot and you like, no. And you go back home and you get the headphones and make it fast, because if you stay in the house too long, you might not go back. But do not put on no speakerphone, no pills, no none of that. You just, as Sir Daniel said, take the L and move on. Figure it out.
Figure it out. Most gyms have music piped through the whole gym. Just let that be. But J-Ray, I have a story. Bear with me 1 second. Picture it. I'm at a certain gym and we are definitely in the TikTok and Instagram era where everybody, you know, wants their progress to be seen and shown off. Luckily, there are gyms that tell you, hey, if we catch you taking photography of other people or video of other people while you're taking the video, you'll be asked to get out of here. It could result in illegal actions. Fine. I like to go into the sauna after a workout and relax. J-Ray, were you aware that there are two types of sauna performers?
I didn't know there was one type of sauna performer.
There are two types of sauna performers. These sauna performers did not forget their earbuds or headphones. They remembered them. What they forgot is their manners. Because when they came into the sauna, and I'm in being peaceful, I'm reflecting, I'm meditating, I'm inhaling deep, I'm sweating like a mofo. Performer number one is the all-out rap star. And this one in particular, I call him ODB because he always would come into the sauna and he would most definitely be rapping some old dirty bastard rhymes to the top of his lungs, like hand gestures and everything, moving. And the whole time I'm sitting there, the only thing I can compare it to, the expression on my face, the only thing I can compare it to is this. The whole time I'm sitting in the sauna looking like, am I about to get hit? Is it shame on a nigga who tried to sauna on another nigga? You know, like, what is about to happen in here? It's really awful. Then here's performer number two. Performer number two does have their headphones on and they're rapping, they're singing along, but they're singing along in that whisper. Still want to rap that song. They're loud. And they're cautious. Yes, I can still hear you whispering what you're singing. And this one guy in particular, of all songs, my guy was rapping Kaya's Yum Yum song. Without fail, he would always come in that sauna and he would be like, that sauce, that sauce, that sauce, that sauce. And clearly he was a dancer because he would break out into like really controlled choreography. Yeah. We're looking at you. We're noticing you. You look crazy. Please stop. If you know anybody like this, friends, be a good friend to them and tell them, please keep that in here, not out there. Not out there. We don't want your yum yum sauce while I'm trying to take a steam. Thank you. That's my PSA for the night.
Don't be these people. Don't be these people.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. Just go to the gym, get your workout.
And it takes you, and if you have to, your camera setup takes longer than your reps, you're probably doing the wrong, you're in the wrong place.
Can we talk about that for a second? So sure. I have often wanted to, record my progress, record what's going on. It takes a long time to set up a good shot. So Sir Daniel's right. I have just opted to not do it because I'm like, I look crazy setting up my little tripod-y thing and getting my phone just right. And God forbid I don't have it angled properly and I have to go move it. Just don't do it. Get a friend. Just don't
do it. That part. Go with a buddy. Have somebody, your accountability buddy. Let them take those before and after pictures for you guys, okay? Let's do that because, listen, we get it. Working out, part of that is documenting your transformation. And there have been some really huge hip hop performers who have given us some huge transformations. Their bodies have really changed. Like, who you want to start with first, Jerry?
Let's start with Action Bronson, because I was really unfamiliar that Action Bronson had leaned into some fitness life. So yeah, I was surprised.
And considering he has a TV show called FS Delicious on Viceland, where it's all about eating food and like eating any and everything that they desire, the richer, the better. I get it. But I always wonder, those people that do those television shows, where all they do is critique food and go to different places and eat food. How do some of them stay fit? Action Bronson, clearly in the first picture, you know, was okay with him eating whatever and probably didn't have that much exercise in his routine. But clearly he has changed his life, and a lot of people are taking notice about that and, you know, are trying to shape up.
Yeah. And to your point, Sir Daniel, I have always been fascinated as well by those guys that kind of do those food shows, like Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern. I was really into that. And there was there was also the show, and the name is escaping me, but the guy would go and he would end up doing a competition. And he has also recently, and his name is escaping me right now, it'll come to me later, but he was also talking about the fact that eating all of that food during those competitions took a toll on his health. And so one of the reasons he had to stop doing the show was he was just like, listen, I was really, really not healthy doing the show because I was eating so much food. So yeah. Adam, yes, Adam something, Tony. You're right. I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, because I used to watch that show religiously also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely right. And I think about, so we, you know, we're talking about performers, especially musicians, rappers. Mm-hmm. Like, emceeing takes a lot of energy. Yes. Breath control and carrying around a lot of that weight, I'm sure has to, like, it. Me carrying the weight that I have, you know, I get a little winded every now and then myself. I can't imagine being someone like Busta Rhymes, who is known to flip a fast verse.
Right.
You know, carrying around that and still being able to perform. You know, this was a really jarring transformation as well, because, dude had gotten really swollen.
Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing I think about this moment, too, in Busta Rhymes' career is, I think this was during, I didn't realize that Busta Rhymes' physical appearance had changed so much because he wasn't in that spotlight as much. You know, first of all, touring plays a big role in folks being able to maintain their health, because to your point, Sir Daniel, you're on stage, you're moving around all the time. So you have to be able to keep that up. Right. But when you're not doing that as much, it certainly can have an impact on your body. So I think when I first learned that Busta had gone through this fitness transformation, I was surprised that Busta had changed so much, but also it was nice to see that he was like, listen, okay, I got to do something different. Because, and we talked about this on the health show, it's so easy for MCs to get caught up in all the negative, behaviors. And so you have to be able to take that step back, and say, hey, listen, I want to try and do something, different. So this was inspirational as well.
Now that you mentioned inspiration, has there ever, and anybody in the chat, I'm asking you as well, has there ever been, or have you truly been moved by an artist, whether it's a rapper or a singer or an actor, anybody's like physical transformation, did it inspire you to do the same thing? Were you like moved to say, oh yes, I am definitely following whatever plan she or him did in order to lose that weight? Because I think a lot of what corporations do is they want to pick up on that and they want to push that on us as well, because it can equal money. But has that ever influenced any of y'all, anybody in the chat?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm curious to know what you think about that too, Sir Daniel. And now I'm thinking about that as well. Has that happened for you?
I just remember, and this is going way back, but I was really young too, and back to being a fat boy, husky kid, I was really impacted by Luther Vandross's weight loss. Which now that I'm an adult, I heard, you know, adults had their own ideas about what was going on. Mm-hmm. There were so many rumors about his health and whatnot. But that transformation was really impactful to me, because it was like he was getting so much more attention. And all people could talk about was the weight loss. So in respect, that kind of affected me and made me want to at 11, 12 years old wanted to do something about my weight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that actually makes me think of an impactful moment for me. I definitely remember Luther, but I also remember Janet's transformation during that Rhythm Nation moment. And I'm going to take a moment to plug the fact that, listen, we have our Janet Jackson documentary watch party, which
we are a week away.
So listen, make sure that you RSVP for that. I'll drop the link in the chat in a minute. But I remember the Love Will Never Do Without You video coming out after all those other videos from Rhythm Nation and being like, oh, wow, this is different.
The crazy abs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, just the fact that she could change her body like that.
Do you remember people really thought she had taken out ribs or she had ribs removed and all that?
That was the whole thing. It was so weird. Right?
Y'all really sat up there and carried their room on, too. Y'all really did. It happened. But to your point about Janet, yeah, she definitely, and I'm sure she's going to bring this up. She's going to talk about the weight loss and how drastic it could have it had been and all of those things that we saw. You know, I'm sure she's going to have to talk about it during the documentary. And yes, please join us for our watch party so that we can all talk about it together as a family. Absolutely. And I see in the chat, Anthony is saying, Ethan Suplee, the actor from Remember the Titans. Yes, absolutely. And yeah, you're absolutely right, Kipper. Aretha Franklin, she did have some, her weight loss towards the end was very jarring. But we, of course, know that, yes, that was definitely related to her health.
Yep.
But, you know, what other hip-hop transformation? Timbaland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Timbaland was the captain, if not the president of Team Chunk for a very long time.
From the beginning of his career.
From the beginning, Timbaland was definitely heading up the BBP banners, you know what I mean? And yeah, there was nothing wrong with it. But, you know, as you get older and you have access, you have access, you can transform your body from pleasingly plump to, you know, abs of steel and ripped and all of that good stuff. Let's talk about it. If you and I, we're struggling to pay $29.99 a month for our gym memberships, and that's with no trainer or nothing. But imagine if you had the money, you can get a trainer, you can get a chef, you can get all the bells and whistles.
Man, listen, having access, this is where I'm glad we're talking about this because it is important. I mean, absolutely, folks can and have transformed their bodies without having access to the things that me and Sir Daniel are talking about. But it would be dope. Like, thinking about just how much easier it would be, to your point, Sir Daniel, if you got a trainer, you got 24/7 access to a gym, and you got a chef, and you got somebody planning, a nutritionist who's like planning out your meals and stuff. I would be, listen, y'all wouldn't be able to touch me if I had access to all of that. Like, it would be a wrap.
I'd be like, cue points. I look like this. Nah, but you know what I mean. You're absolutely right. It's like, it's ridiculous to think what the possibilities could be if you had that access. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, not just in hip hop, but popular culture, period, that's where the trappings are. That's where we have to be really careful about how much emphasis we put on what these people are doing or what they're achieving and try to measure ourselves against that. Because, well, you ain't got that. You don't have, you know, you don't have somebody slap boxing with you in this huge backyard that you can turn into a football field and train on if you wanted to.
Right.
Yeah. So I think those are the things that we don't think about when we think about these celebrities and fitness and the bells and whistles that they have access to you know, to transforming their bodies. So I just wanted to make sure we talked about that for sure. Because it's happened. There's been plenty of rappers to come through. LL was never a fat dude at all. Was never ever overweight.
No.
But I think he intensified his workouts the older he got, for sure.
He did. Absolutely. And I do want to bring in the comment that Matthew made. And I think it's important to remember that fitness plans really need to be tailored to each individual, because what works for me might not work for the next person. Absolutely. Like, so being able to have access to that and have people to work with you is really important. And yes, Kipper, not so much a transformation, but Kipper is saying, but I performed with Stokely in 2019 and his stage presentation dictates an incredible physical condition. Kipper, I remember you telling the story about how much physical movement Stokely was doing and singing at the time.
We're talking about Stokely for Mint Condition?
Mint Condition, yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's really, really key. And to your point, so LL, I think, has been... and especially from hip hop perspective, like, he has always been. I remember seeing the I'm Bad video I don't remember like a rapper being that cut before. Like, I was just like, oh. I mean, Melly Mel.
Yes, Melly Mel, definitely. And Melly Mel, if I'm not mistaken, maybe in his 60s now, and is still shredded.
Yeah,
completely shredded.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I remember the I'm Bad video and how committed, and then of course, you know, Mama said knock you out and it was out of here. But we got another song, Sir Daniel. We got to talk about our next. Oh, and definitely Kool Herc. Kool Herc. Thank you for mentioning that, Kipper. DJ Kool Herc as well was really into fitness and really got into fitness, I remember, after, you know, having a near-death experience early in his career. Yeah. But going back to our chalkboard of joints. So my number two, I did not expect. I didn't know that this was going to be up on the joint. Get Yourself Up by KRS-One. That joint. It's produced by KRS-One. It's from the Sneak Attack record, which I think is 2001. It was on the Men's Health list. That joint goes so hard, and the beat just kind of rumbles, boo, 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 boo. And it just does. It's everything you need to work out to. So
that's your number two.
That's my number two.
If KRS-One is yelling at me, I'm going to do whatever he says. Quite honestly, he's just got one of those commanding voices. Like, you better do whatever he says. When he was saying sucker MCs duck, I wasn't a sucker MC, but I was ducking.
Duck it.
I was getting down. I was ducking. But I like that. I like KRS-One is definitely one of my favorites. My number two pick for all my prison bodies out there. This is definitely your anthem. And when I say prison bodies, you know what a prison body is. Mm-hmm. Prison bodies, those are those people, those dudes, especially in New York, the guys that will hop up on a stop sign and just do pull-ups. That's a prison body. Anybody that can drop and do 50 push-ups like that, that's a prison body. You lift in bricks instead of weights. Prison body. Because the definition is crazy. I don't know what it is about... You know, the brothers is locked down, and if you're watching this in the detention center, we appreciate you. Mm-hmm. You know, keep it up in there and stay safe. But Rough Riders Anthem by DMX. Like, you can't not. Kipper, some prison bodies are all top and no legs.
No legs. You're right.
And we have to talk about that. You know, leg day is very important. But anyway, Rough Riders Anthem. It just screams, you know, testosterone. It just screams, you know, action. And it makes you think of, like, gladiators going to war. It has that kind of war cry to it. So you definitely, it definitely induces adrenaline and gets you pumped and makes you want to work out. So that's my number two.
Good choice at number two. I almost put that on my, this, like I said, this list was so surprising to me. I didn't expect the joints that they had on there. You know what I didn't see on here before we move? I didn't see Annie Up by M.O.P. I saw M.O.P. on the list, but I didn't see Annie Up on the list, which was nuts to me.
You would think, because Annie Up is like, makes you want to go Burzak.
Right.
It's one, or, and you know who else? I didn't see anything from Onyx on there.
I didn't notice that either. That's interesting. Huh, we're going to have to do a... Yeah. We're going to have to
put together our own playlist.
We're going to look out for the cue points workout. We're going to have to get back in. Sir Daniel, we're going to have to get back into our workout thing and then...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do the thing. That's right. Throw Your Guns could have been on it. Like, listen, I want to work out to that joint. So,
Totally. Totally. But, you know, so we were talking about rappers and fitness, and I, getting ready for the show, I was like, has there been like a rap artist that got like a major fitness deal for a gym or some type of, a gym or any kind of like Peloton or anything like that, workout equipment? Did not find anybody, and if anybody can come up with it, please let me know. But what I did see a lot of, I saw a lot of people got endorsement deals for athletic wear, for lifestyle brands.
Yeah.
And it's funny because health has become a lifestyle and like a luxury brand. Like health is a luxury brand now. And we find a lot of our artists are plugging these lifestyle brands, and some of them are really dope. Like, you know, we can't not talk about Jadakiss and Styles P and their Juices for Life, because we can clearly see from their verses.
It's working.
And all you got to do is watch Jada's Instagram. Those brothers are like always working out.
Yeah. Now, you know, and I think that for me, and I know I posted the picture on our Instagram. So I do want to go back in time a minute, because I had to think when I was getting ready for the show, I was thinking about like, oh, OK, so when is the first time that I recalled fitness showing up? And it was actually Olivia Newton-John's physical was the first thing I could remember.
Me too.
So yeah. 80, 81. But, you know, of course, I posted the Diana Ross Work That Body joint that she produced. It was on the Why Do Fools Fall in Love record. It was during the fitness craze of the early 1980s. And Diana Ross was in her leotard and she was the working that body in a reach, 2, 3, 4, 5. So thinking about that exactly. So thinking about like that moment and how Black artists even then were incorporating like fitness and lifestyle into their music. And another thing, Sir Daniel, that we talked about was the cha-cha slide and the brilliance of that song emerging as a aerobics song. It was played at a Chicago Bally's, y'all. He wrote that song to be a step aerobics class. His cousin or somebody in his family worked there and he did a song, and the cha-cha slide was being played in a Bally's, and it became this monster hit after that. But Black artists, I think, had always been incorporating fitness into music in some way, and it was just a matter of seeing it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Bally's, because Bally's makes me think, we talk about the 80s, Bally's makes me think of Sheena Easton, because Sheena Easton had her own, you know, her own Bally's kind of endorsement at the time, too. You know, don't talk about the look about a dream about yeah. So Sheena Easton had that deal, and it made me think, I was like, you know, where were the rest of us? Where were the Black stars and getting their deals? Like, remember I showed you that clip. Okay, we ran a clip on IG that featured Big Les, Leslie Segar, and Oprah. Leslie Segar could have easily had her own kind of fitness show on Rap City or whatever. It may have been in the works. I don't know, but we did not see it. But what we did see on MTV,
of course,
was Eric Nice from the very first Real World had hosting a hip hop workout show on Club MTV. Mm-hmm. And the songs that they were working out to weren't even hip hop songs.
Right.
It was so weird to me. It was like, when are, you know, we've been fighting for this for a long time. Even in fitness, our songs are used for fitness commercials, but you never see us as the face in fitness. It makes me wonder, did they think that we weren't interested in it or not?
You know, I think at the time it was, you know, it was just racism then, you know, and I think now where we are, and this is a great moment that we're, I think, in where we have a lot of folks from the hip hop generation who are in seats to be able to make decisions about, okay, no, you could absolutely put Method Man as the face of your brand in this case. You know what I'm saying? And it would be okay. Being able to make that decision. And Kipper, actually, thank you so much, Kipper, for chiming in as somebody who's been in the music business and in the entertainment business for a long time, saying, listen, just those deals weren't available, you know?
Yeah.
And so now I think we're at a really important moment where we have the opportunity to bring some of that in, or folks or kids have an opportunity to see us doing it.
And what I love even more is that we're no longer being ignored when it comes to food and nutrition, more so than, because that's the basis of everything, is that food and nutrition. We talked about that in those earlier shows, where we were talking about, you know, a lot of our favorite rappers passing away early because of conditions, medical conditions. Food droughts, those are real things in underserved communities that we come from. However, I believe it was last year, Jay-Z and Beyonce invested, along with some other celebrities, invested in that 22 Days Nutrition effort, which was affordable, basically affordable meal prep. For everybody. And so that can make, you know, if people want to make healthier decisions, it's available to you. Because again, money, access, chefs, you know, those nutritionists, a lot of us can't afford that.
Or know they exist.
That part. So, you know, here we are as far as at least being responsible in the whole health is a lifestyle and health is a luxury. You know, brand era, we have Jay-Z and Beyonce at least, you know, investing. And I think he invested also in like the those Impossible Meats companies to, you know, promote vegan lifestyle. You know, we've got the Locks doing Juices for Life, and we have Jay-Z with the Impossible Meat.
Listen, man, it's continuing to, and Kipper, thank you for this. It's just love saying, I love that young folks don't care about that and they just go for it. So it's kind of like we're in this moment of where we've always been doing these things. So juicing has always been important. There's always been a Black vegetarians and vegans, you know, and being able now to kind of come out of the shadows and be able to do it publicly is really, really key. So we're in a good moment. I'm I was looking at IG. Oh, I wish I had pulled this post, but he posted about these vegan eggs. And I said, okay, Sir Daniel, so just so you know, I committed us to trying them. So say what?
Right. Vegan eggs.
Vegan eggs. So
I love we'll talk about too, Wani.
Hey, Wani.
The egg part, I'm not sure about, but right. I do love juicing.
Well, if you do juice, I'll try the vegan eggs. And I did tell home, I need to go back and find out who posted that, because I do, these vegan eggs looked like it might be a thing. I want to try that out. I think it was just egg, Wani. Look, Wani done came in it. I think it was just egg that I need to try to. Apparently, Wani, is it good? Let us know in the chat.
Okay, can you scramble with cheese hard? Can you do that with the vegan egg? I'm just asking.
Right.
You know, because food, like food choices, a lot of our fitness goals are tied to the way things taste. And I guess Weight Watchers thought, you know, putting DJ Khaled as a spokesperson for Weight Watchers and, you know, to push the Weight Watchers agenda and food, you know, was a way to tap into the younger market, the hip hop market. because we like food and we like food that tastes a certain way, right?
Right.
But, you know, there it is, a part of that whole, you know, branding, fitness and branding, It's like, is it all about, is it because it's a commodity now? Health is a commodity. Luxury is, lifestyle luxury is a commodity. As long as it can make money, you know,
that's what it is. Absolutely. Like, if it can be, if people like it, it can be sold. You know what I'm saying? If if it is something that folks like, folks will find a way to sell that thing. So yeah, there's always going to be a way to sell us something. Please, Sir Daniel, we can make something and folks will take it and try and sell it back to us. You're like, no, I made that.
Absolutely. You know, this whole, like, everybody going vegan now. And I just remember growing up, going to the Caribbean shops. The West Indians always had, like, they call it Ito, or the, you know, vegan options or vegetarian options. I grew up, like, Seventh Day Adventist. Mm-hmm. On Saturdays, we typically didn't eat meat. Mm-hmm. We cut that out because, and we were able to do that because we had meat substitutes that were pushed by, you know, a lot of Seventh Day Adventist universities and manufacturers. So it's always been there. We've always been doing it, but now it's like, you know, hey, Wall Street got a hand, got their hands in the pot, and it's like, okay, let's see how we can make some money off of it. Hip hop is the larger culture now, so we're going to include hip hop in this, and, you know, try to sell you some health and some vitality.
Sell you some help. So, Sir Daniel, we got to reveal our number ones. Wow. We're going back to the chalkboard. And my number one is probably not a surprise. B.O.B. by Outkast. I mean, Bombs Over Baghdad is a brilliant song. I remember when I first heard it, and literally it felt like my head spun around. So this was produced by, was it Earth Tone 3? I think they called themselves at that point, but it's Outkast and, you know, some other folks. And I remember losing my mind. And then when I saw the video, I was like, what? What's happening? This isn't, because, you know, Atlanta was like the funkiest place on earth to me in the 90s. And then this was like future. This was like Black future. It was still funky, but it was like 145 BPM funky. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, B.O.B. Is my number one because it's a great workout song. And if you thought you were going to slow down, this song will pick you right back up. So yeah.
But I will say this caveat. Please do not attempt. This is a warning. Do not attempt to ragtop while holding on to free weights, because you will drop them on your foot and you will injure yourself. Do not attempt to rag top. Don't stop. Right. What? No. Because Bombs Over Baghdad is that song. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So my number one really is a no-brainer. You know, you got, you know who I am. You know who I love. It's a really a no-brainer. It's Salt and Pepper. Push It. I mean, come on. It's, you know, Push It. It tells you in the song, Push It. Push It real good, you know? And it's fun. It's, you know, we come from the aerobics era. Mm-hmm. So, you know, putting on sliding into, greasing up and sliding into some spandex and, you know, getting on some step, some aerobic steps and burning, you know, as many calories as you can to push it is not far from the imagination. It still goes. Herbie Lovebug put his foot into it. It's the simplest, like, four bars of a song. It's the simplest keyboard, combination you can have with a basic beat, but it still goes. It's like it, that song was ordained and blessed and anointed by the hip hop gods to still be reigning, what, over 35, almost 40 years later. So shout out to Salt and Pepper. Push It is my number one. Go argue with your mama. It is what it is. I love that song.
Listen, I mean, who would argue about, as soon as you said that that's your number one, I was like, okay. Like, Who's gonna argue with "Push It" by Salt and Pepper? Who doesn't like that song? If you don't like that song, you're probably not listening to or watching this show. But it's just like, who doesn't like that? It's a great song.
Even Future's version of Future and Pharrell, y'all nigga run that dough. What is the name of that song? What's the name? Drop it in the comments. Trying to push it's a and it's he says I push it in the song. Push it is being sampled and everything. So yeah, even Push It is inspiring your favorite rappers. How about that? This has been fun. Like we can talk about music as it relates to anything on this show.
Yep.
We're those guys.
That's what we're here for. We're those guys. It's what we're here for. Super excited. And so for all of y'all that are watching, here's all of the stuff that you need to do. Okay. First and foremost, register RSVP for our Janet Jackson documentary watch party. I'm dropping it in the chat right now. If you haven't RSVP, come and hang out with us next Friday. Our show next week, so our Thursday show, is all about Janet. It's like Janet point blank period. So come for that on steroids. So 1 hour of Janet Jackson, and that's probably not enough time. So and then on Friday, come and hang out with us. Make sure you visit our website and become a Q Points Insider. We have some special content. We are working hard. We thought we were going to have some special content this week, but we're still working to get it all happening, but it's all for you and it's free right now. So make sure that you become an insider. And
I
then
see what you did there. It's all for you. I see what you did.
It's all for you. Please go review us. So I didn't read our review. We got a review. We got a new review, and I want to read it right now. Shorty2009, thank you so much, wrote, "Amazing job, guys. I just want to say congratulations on the first show of the new year of 2022. You guys always do an amazing job. I do my best to tune in and chime in as much as possible. QP needs to be picked up by someone's broadcast station, preferably in the LGBT community. I know of one that's based here in Atlanta. We need this kind of energy and information out there. Keep this conversation going and let the music play." Thank you for that.
Shorty 2009, from your lips to God's ears. Look, we claim it. We're going to be out of here. Watch. Keep watching, because we got plenty of content. Like Jay Ray said, we are always constantly working on bringing you quality content and quality shows. Look, we're acting on IG now just to make sure that you guys can, tune in. Because that's just how committed we are to this platform and to bringing you this content. So, J-Ray, I'm sure you have to go do some meal prep or, do like 500 sit-ups real quick. So we're gonna wrap up the show so everybody can go back and do some planks. But no, seriously, health is definitely important. We can't stress that enough. It seems like we're talking about it on every single episode. So yeah, whatever it takes for you, what's comfortable for you, do that. And make sure you have some really slamming tunes pumping through your earbuds and hit earphones. Not on your phone or a pill. If you're by yourself, that's fine. Not in public. That's just inconsiderate, guys. We don't do inconsiderate around here. No. But what we do around here is, as I always say every week, in this life, you have a choice. You can either pick up the needle or you can let the music play. I am DJ Sir Daniel.
And I am Jay Ray, y'all. Peace.
Thank you very much. This has been Q Points. We'll see you next week. Janet. Next week, Janet. Bye, y'all. See y'all later.